This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the wake of the airstrike, Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia Group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, it would open the door to Islamic State group.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were 5-6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
Meanwhile, world leaders continue to urge calm on both sides, and there are several analysts who do not think that war is inevitable. More from VOA's Zlatis Ahok.
Analysts say a U.S.-Iran war is unlikely, despite the angry rhetoric.
There's no appetite for war in the United States, but at the same time, the United States became convinced that if they did nothing in response to the constant attacks on U.S. diplomats and U.S. contractors, that they would only continue. So there really doesn't seem to be much sense that there is going to be an imminent military conflict.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials seem reluctant to act on the parliament's decision to expel U.S. troops from Iraq after Trump threatened to impose sanctions on Iraq. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
And Reuters reports that there was, in fact, a stampede during the Iranian commander's funeral. So far, it's reported that at least 32 people have died and about 190 people have been injured. That's a report from both Reuters and the Fars News Agency again during the funeral procession for the General Soleimani. There was a stampede during the funeral in which 32 people were killed and approximately 190 others were wounded.